Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome back to another edition of Capital Connection. Fridays during the Noon Report, we give you direct connection to what's happening in Albany and Harrisburg with the experts on the issues. At the state capitals, they are Jason McGuire of New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms and Michael Geer at the Pennsylvania Family Institute. Well, hey, Jason, so much has been made of this new look congressional map in New York. Deep blue New York is about to get even deeper blue, Smurf blue, as you like to say, the GOP being cut in half the number of seats. There is, you know, this debate about, well, of course, the party in power is going to do whatever it takes to stay in power. But in your opinion, was this a fair process?
Well, I don't think it was a fair process. You know, voters approved the independent redistricting commission that honestly just did not do their duty. And so it's been rejected. And I think that was by design because it allows the maps to go back the Democratic supermajorities who then drew the lines.
Yeah, and again, I want to play a soundbite from Josh Kroshauer. He's with the National Journal and was asked this week about what just happened in New York with this new map.
It is actually one of the most egregiously partisan gerrymanders that I've seen in my, you know, 15 years or so of covering politics.
Now, he expects the GOP will sue over this. Are they going to be successful if they do?
Well, that's tough. I mean, you look at some of the districts actually split apartment complexes in half, so it's clearly gerrymandered. Yeah. But courts, due to separation of powers, are not inclined to disallow maps that are approved by the legislature. So it's a tough court fight.
Yeah. Let's talk about the redrawing of the state boundary lines in Pennsylvania. Michael, House Republicans actually want to change the state constitution to allow this process to be more voter input and not just lawmakers doing this. Take a listen, if you would, to House GOP spokesman Jason Gottsman.
Pennsylvanians should choose their lawmakers instead of lawmakers choosing their voters. And this is something that would ensure that this happens.
Do you support this effort to amend the Constitution in Pennsylvania?
Well, it's certainly worth taking a look at because the system has sort of fallen apart and broken apart. I mean, we saw evidence of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court playing with the elections back in 2018 and again in 2020 with redrawing district lines, changing the way voting is done. And the courts seem to insinuate themselves very much in Pennsylvania, as well as the governor. So this is one way to kind of circumvent the governor, as well as then get the courts out of it and let the lawmakers and the people, ultimately the elected representatives of the people, make the decision.
Gotcha. Hey, guys, let's talk about those ghost flights. It's a big story in both New York and Pennsylvania. Of course, these are those plane full of illegal immigrants that land in the middle of the night in places like Scranton, Pennsylvania, in Westchester County, New York. Governor Hochul says there's nothing to see here. Governor Wolf says there's nothing to see here. President Biden says there's nothing to see here. Jason, is there anything to see here?
Well, you know, those flights are coming in under literally cover of darkness in the middle of the night. One has to wonder why there isn't anything to see. If there was something to see, let them come in broad daylight. You know, we are concerned about it, especially when you see this effort in New York that there's a greater emphasis being put on the use of the term resident rather than citizen of the state. More and more of those taxpayer dollars are going towards people that simply live here, not to those who are paying the taxes in the Empire State.
Yeah, Michael, Congressman G.T. Thompson told us this week he would support an independent investigation into these ghost flights. Do you think it will ever happen?
Well, that's a good question as well. You know, the nothing to see here chorus includes the news media. If you scan the internet and look for news about these ghost flights, most of the media is saying, hey, there's nothing to see here. So when you have a governor like Tom Wolf and a president like Joe Biden who seem to want to let this continue, the idea that an investigation can go forward, at least in the present time, is not very likely, unless the news media decides to change its tune.
Yeah. Speaking of the illegal immigration debate, New York wants to advance a bill that would provide health care coverage to people who are in this country illegally. Richard Godfrey, a sponsor of this bill, says, hey, everybody's entitled to health care coverage. Does he have a point?
Yeah, the bill is referred to as coverage for all, which sounds like a great term. And you hear this, that health care is a human right. But the bottom line is, again, these are taxpayers that are footing the bill. And it's just unsustainable. Everybody wants to have compassion towards all people. And I certainly support basic medical care, emergency type care, I should say. But this is really expanding this to well beyond that. You know, my own health care doesn't cover eyeglasses or dental coverage, but we'd be paying it for people who are really not even citizens of this country.
Yeah, amazing. Next Tuesday, Michael, Governor Wolf will deliver his eighth and final budget speech. Education funding going to figure prominently in this speech. I was reading the other day, it would take me 30 years to count to a billion, and the spending they want in this bill would be four times that. $3.75 billion increase in public education. Why so much, Michael?
Well, I first want to say how good it sounded to hear you say Governor Wolf's final budget speech. Leaving that aside, I mean, there's a massive influx of federal money that's come into the states, including Pennsylvania, for spending on education. And so the teachers' unions that are looking for this money are ready and willing to take all that they will send their way. Unfortunately, we've proven in Pennsylvania and in other states that more money does not necessarily mean better education. So we at Pennsylvania Family Institute continue to push for expanded school choice, Something Governor Wolf opposes.
Jason, all five district attorneys in New York that were investigating former Governor Cuomo have now dropped the case. They say they believe the allegations, but there's just not enough proof there to take it to court. What are they afraid of here?
You know, it's astounding. I mean, you think the message is being sent to women that have been victimized. You know, why come forward? Why make a case? Why file the reports, as difficult as that is, when these things will not be followed up with? It's troubling. And I think even if the case is weak, I mean, these charges should be brought, but they're not. And I think that in the case of some DAs, they are simply just don't have the spine or the intestinal fortitude to do what is right when the former governor is sitting in $18 million in unused campaign funds.
Yeah, quick follow-up. Is this the last we've heard of Andrew Cuomo, or because he's beat the rap, so to speak, is this going to embolden him to make a comeback down the road?
I think he does. I don't think he can make a comeback this election cycle, but in the future, he certainly could run for something. I think he's in the process of trying to rehab that image. Hence, his public relations people are working hard.
Yeah. There was a big court case last month, Michael, a Commonwealth court striking down the no-excuse mail-in voting law. Apparently, 50 days to request a mail-in ballot is a little too much. What is your reaction to that court's decision?
Well, this was a challenge brought in part by Doug McClinko from Bradford County, and it was a good challenge because the Commonwealth Court seemed to agree with his position that mail-in balloting, especially with no excuse mail-in balloting, is not constitutional, as well as the Constitution specifies an election day, and when you spread it out in that way, out 50 days like you just talked about, that seems to violate the Constitution as well. What happens when it goes to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court because it's already on appeal remains to be seen.
Yeah, we'll see that. Well, hey, we would be remiss not to bring up the Supreme Court pick. Such a major announcement. It's one of the most important decisions a president will ever make. And this president has telegraphed his move, Jason. Black, female, all others need not apply. Why announce that? And isn't that just terribly unfair to the nominee, whoever she is?
Well, I think conservatives have to be careful because, you know, the former president, President Trump, also indicated he would appoint a woman to the court. So I think we have to be somewhat careful and consistent in our approach. But regardless, we should be looking for the person who is most qualified for the position. And the part that concerns me with what the current president is doing is he has indicated that he is looking for one who will be woke on the issues, not necessarily right on them.
And then finally, Michael, we can't talk about this enough, and it's on your website. You're going to give that site in a minute, but why it's so important for people to call their local representatives and urge them to vote yes on the Life Amendment. Why does that need to happen now, that effort gain momentum now, and not wait until the Supreme Court takes up Dobbs v. Jackson this year?
Yes, Senate Bill 956 that we're talking about here, and we do need people to contact their legislators in Harrisburg. And that's because the Pennsylvania Supreme Court is poised to act on a case that was brought by Planned Parenthood asking for taxpayer funding of abortion and expanding abortion as a right in our state constitution, which is not there. And so that's a real challenge that needs to be responded to with a constitutional amendment, and that's what Senate Bill 956 is all about.
All right, just like that, our time is up, but hey, take a look at that new new-look congressional map in New York and why you need to be concerned. Jason, you have information on that and a lot of other stuff on your website. If you would, sir, where can folks go and find out more?
AlbanyUpdate.com.
And find out how you can get your lawmaker interested in the Life Amendment in Pennsylvania, so vitally important. Michael, information on your site, where can folks find that?
PAFamily.org.